I review my philosophy from time to time. I review my philosophy from time to time. What is my philosophy? What is that upon which I base all the activities of my life? What is it that tells me who I am, what I am, where I am, what is important for me? Who tells me that? Who makes me believe that I am wonderful, that I'm a glorious person, that I'm living in a great world, that the people I'm surrounded by are people who think just like I do, are people who have the highest and best and the most glorious aspects about life as their goal, as their direction, as their being? I review my philosophy from time to time because it's very important for me to remember that I stay on first base, to remember that I am always consistent, that I never wander from where I believe I am. Now, I like myself. I like myself, and that's part of my philosophy. Part of my philosophy is that I like myself, and I like all the people in my world. I like myself, and I like all the people in my world. Now, that's a very important thing. Now, if I like myself, and I create all the people in the world, then I'm going to like all the people in the world. Now, if ever a thought comes into my mind that something is less than my desire, I immediately release that thought, and I put the thought in my mind that all is fulfilling my dream and my desire and my philosophy for myself. Every moment of my life, I am sitting on my philosophy. I am sitting on my awareness of who I am. I'm not making judgments of myself or my world. I'm merely following who and what I am. I am a beautiful thinker. I am a beautiful person. I am a person that has good thoughts in my mind all of the time. I am unconditionally loving. Now, when I can have that attitude in my mind, in my affairs, that I am unconditionally loving at all times, then I am truly aware that my philosophy is working for me. It's not a matter that the world is unconditionally loving. That is true, too. But it's that I am unconditionally loving. And when I am unconditionally loving, then I know that my world is unconditionally loving. When I am unconditionally loving, then I know that everyone in my universe is unconditionally loving. Now, that doesn't matter to me. What only matters to me is what are my thoughts. What am I believing about myself? What do I know about myself? When I come to the, not conclusion, but when I come to the awareness that I am always loving myself, I am always appreciating myself, my philosophy is be myself and have fun. And I am number one. Now, be myself and have fun, what does that mean? That means that who I really am, I am always out picturing. So if I get angry at any time, then I have the philosophy of anger. If I am doubtful, if I don't believe in what is going on around me or the people near me or myself, then that is my belief. That's my philosophy. My philosophy is what I am constantly thinking about, what I'm constantly talking about, what I'm constantly living every moment of my life. That's my philosophy. Be myself and have fun, okay? Do I think it's fun to always tell the truth? Do I think it's fun to have unconditional love that I'm showering upon myself and all my world? Do I think it's fun to be healthy? Do I think it's fun to be wealthy, wise? Do I think it's fun to live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Do I think it's fun to live in divine right order at all times? Do I think it's fun to be a happy person? Do I think it's fun to surround myself with happy people that I create? Do I think it's fun to live in a world that I created and I called good and very good? Do I think it's fun to watch people as they reveal the divinity within them? Do I think it's fun to watch the world unfold around me in its ideal format? Do I think it's fun to see all in the universe magnificent and good right now? Oh my, I do. Oh my, I do. I think it's fun to be myself and have fun. I think it's fun to have the highest and the best of any possibility as the joy of my heart. And as the joy of my heart, I am having fun. I am number one. There is no other being in my universe. There is no other attitude in my universe. Nobody else is creating anything in my universe except me. And everything, as I look at everything around me and everything, is enfolded in my pure white light of love. And I am so happy. I am so happy because I am in charge. I am the master. I am the only one that makes any difference to anything. And being the only one who makes any difference to anything, that is who I am. That is where I am. That's why I am. That's what I am. And that's what it's all about. Now, do you review your philosophy from time to time? I don't care. Do you think you're a nice person? I don't care. Do you think you're a bad person? I don't care. Do you think that you're something very special? I don't care. Do you think you're number one? I don't care. I review my philosophy from time to time. And I say, I create the world and everyone in it, and they are good and very good. I create everything in the world being for fun, being for joy, being for love. It's not a matter that I don't care what anyone else does. No one else does anything other than living according to their highest and best. Everyone lives according to being themselves and having fun. Everyone is doing that. And the measure, the device by which they determine what being themselves and having fun is all about is the measure that I give. It is my unconditional love. It is my total expression of my original purity and integrity. It's the reality of me being expressed at all times, in all ways, in all areas of my life. I'm number one. And if I believe that, then I don't make judgments that allow others to think that they are number one or that they are creating anything. But they are my reflection. Now, I'm not trying to be superior to them. I just am them. I'm not trying to tell them what to do. I am them. They are me. There is no other beingness. I'm being myself and having fun. And I am number one. And if I'm number one, there is no number two. There is no other. There is only me. And there is only me being me, enjoying who I am. I review my philosophy from time to time, just as a fun thing. I sometimes look back and see things I wrote years ago, and I say, I'm consistent with my philosophy. All the years of my life, I'm consistent with my philosophy. And no matter what I said or say or thought or did, it is consistent with my philosophy. It is revealing who I am. And when I review my philosophy, up comes all of those wonderful adventures, those wonderful, exciting activities that took place in my world that are and were and will be and will continue to reflect who I am at all times. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing, but it's a very demanding thing. It's very demanding insofar as it is something that tells me who I am. And I review my philosophy from time to time because it's fun. It's fun. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't improve it. It doesn't disprove it. It just reveals to me how much I am number one and how much fun it is being myself and having fun. No, I love you, I love you, I love you, and I see you as an ideal reflection of my expectation for my world. And it is done now.